To SER wishes to acknowledge the custodians of the land from which we broadcast, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation and the Wadumatagal clan of the Darug Nation, and their elders past, present and emerging. We acknowledge and respect their continuing culture and the contribution they make to the life of this city and this region.
Hello and welcome, dear listeners, to the Super Happy Fun Time Hour on 2SER 107.3 FM. With your humble hosts, Bang and Eddie. Yes. Broadcasting live from the outer space, straight into your brain. It's time to get me off of the ground, the wicket keeper is down. Give it up one time for the Super Happy Fun Time Hour.
Hello and welcome to the Super Happy Funtime Hour on 2SER. My name is Dr. Mark Bangowitz, a.k.a. Bang, joined as always by Edmund Yutz III, Order of Australia Medal for services towards the rock and roll subgenre Dollwave. Thanks to the voices preceding our own here on 2SER, those being the Fourth Estate. Catch up on 2SER.com if you missed it. And, of course, the pre-recorded acknowledgement of traditional owners of the land upon which we meet. We do, of course, broadcast to you from the unceded lands of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. And we pay respects to elders past, present and emerging. Eddie, how are you?
I'm very well, Dr. Mark. It's great to be here. Stoked to be along for the ride once again on the Super Happy Funtime Hour. We were listening to a track from Blood, Sweat and Tears at the start of that. Go Down Gambling. It's the theme for Sydney this week. Gambling's bringing everyone to our knees with the transmission of viruses through the poker machines. So I'm led to believe is what's happening.
They're all rhymed, man. That's a dope freestyle, Eddie.
We've got some great stuff for you in store today on the Super Happy Funtime Hour, your home of health, well-being and up-to-the-minute gambling odds. A little later on, I'm going to show us how to make a wreath of artificial flowers using only a pair of scissors and about two dozen empty packets of White Ox tobacco. Bang, I love the White Ox and I can't let any of it go to waste, not even the packaging. I'm very excited about that.
White Ox, isn't it the brand that they used to supply the prisons with?
That's right, until they banned the smoking in jail, which put a spanner in the works of all those people who went to jail just to catch up on a few durries. I know I've been tempted.
I don't know if I can abide by that. Certainly people who go to jail, I imagine that at least some of them probably deserve to be there. But the fact that we can't let them smoke anymore, that's a bit sort of how you going, isn't it? I mean, are these sort of, why would we take that away from them? Are these people that we want in the peak physical condition? Because if you're getting chased by a hardened criminal, certainly you want them to sort of get a bit tuckered out after the first 200 to 300 metres, and we're sort of denying them that opportunity. And to a greater extent, we're sort of maybe denying ourselves a few years off the end of our life by giving these hardened criminals the opportunity to be able to catch up with us. I think if there's any strata of society that we can sort of maybe let it go through to the keeper, they can have a bit of a go at their health. It could be people who are in jail for life. I don't see why we had to take away that right from them. I don't know who would have done that. It was probably Dan Andrews, comrade Dan Andrews of the People's Republic of Brunswick.
Retrospectively banned smoking in all the prisons.
Yeah, that does. That sounds like a bit of his work, doesn't it?
Sounds right up his alley.
Yeah, right up our alley too, because, I mean, obviously 2SER is your home of communism. This is 2SER. We give you communism how your grandma cooked it for you.
Good old-fashioned communism.
Good old-fashioned communism, and she was a batty old Bolshevik, wasn't she? but that's what we got. What have we got on this morning show, Edmund?
Oh, you wouldn't believe some of the stuff we got coming up on the morning show, Bang. We got the sports report with Ben Doran, very popular segment. Speaking of popular segments, we've also got the World Global Cabbage Update from our friend Barbagello Ronson.
Yeah.
Max Traffic, it's got the road roundup, and there's plenty more. But to get us there, we're going to play a track that I want you to intro, Bang.
Oh, yeah, this is Shanice with I Love Your Smile. Super Happy Funtime Hour on 2SER 107.3. Tell you what, if my name was Max Traffic, I would have called my traffic report the traffic report, not the road roundup. Still.
City. to you. Yeah, and it's true. Lottie dot, twinkly D. Do you believe in a girl like me? Shiny's the one for you to be with. But when I'm caught all alone, I start fessing. It's from state of depression. And then the thunderclouds of doubt move in. I begin to wonder, do you still love me? But after that, my whole world is beautiful.
There's some loose curvies around, and if not, maybe you'd like to become one. Check out Curved Radio tonight at 10 o'clock here on 2SER.
Do you know the way to move? Do you know the way to groove? Do you know the way to move? Do you know the way to groove? You listen to the radio.
And now on the Super Happy Fun Time Hour on 2SER 107.3 FM. It is time for the sports report with Ben Doran.
In sport, as it is in life, we make bad decisions, bad life decisions. On the topic, Swiss psychoanalyst Carl Jung wrote, "Mistakes are, after all, the foundations of truth, and if a man does not know what a thing is, it is at least an increase in knowledge if he knows what it is not." On a climb stretching from momentary lapse of judgment to fatal flaw, sports stars have evidenced this quest with myriad examples. Perhaps our most cautionary fall from grace is the tale of Sheryl Crow's ex-husband and disgraced cyclist Lance Armstrong, who needed only one testicle to accumulate 7 consecutive Tour de France wins. All that glittered ultimately rescinded when anonymous sources revealed Lance as a devotee of the true black meat, the flesh of the giant aquatic centipede. In Marrakesh, he'd seek the fetid stuff out, claimed whistleblowers resplendent in tasseled fez. Armstrong could only admit later to the power the putrid delicacy had over him, salivating as his eyes rolled into the back of his skull at its taste of tainted cheese and its odour a combination of mushroom and anus. This is how we will remember Armstrong, hogtied in some dusty back alley, begging for mugwumpism. Stay in school, kids.
I'm
listening to 2SER 107.3 FM community radio coming at your speakers, maybe in your headphones, maybe big speakers in your room, maybe in your car. Why would I try and guess? It could be happening in any number of ways. But before I started talking, we were just listening to a track by Prefect with Bad Decisions, and we had Sports Report there with Ben Doran and Shanice with I Love Your Smile. Bang, great tracks, great segments.
And an excellent series of tracks there as well. Sort of if we freeze the play, I know Ben Doran in the Sports Report, he loves it when we freeze the play and just back it up a little bit and look at the science behind everything that's happening on your radio right now. Shanice with I Love Your Smile and the Sports Report with Ben Doran mirroring each other, parallels there, left, right and centre, both of them. Great exercises in tension and release. You'll notice that the Shanice track, I Love Your Smile, very reminiscent of early TLC there, in that it's an R&B song, but thereafter the second chorus sort of has a bit of a hip-hop breakdown. And in that Shanice song, because obviously throughout that song she's telling us that she loves our smile,
yes,
because obviously she's aiming that song to us collectively, but they're sort of in the bridge. There's a bit of self-doubt there with Shanice. And she's sort of wondering, is the rain going to stop and is the sun going to come out? Sort of 2020 parallels there for a song that's sort of 30 to 40 years old. So amazing stuff. I can't believe she should have called herself Little Shanice Nostradamus.
Not as catchy.
Not as catchy, no, of course not. And but it builds that tension and then releases it into the third bit where she sort of says, you know what? The sun is going to come out. And when it does, it's going to sparkle upon thy teeth and remind me once again why I love your smile. So wonderful. Eddie, what star sign are you?
I'm a Scorpio, bang.
Not anymore, you're not.
What?
This is following NASA's discovery of a new constellation, which has led to claims that there are actually 13 zodiac signs, not 12. Astrological signs are determined by the sun's position in relation to a constellation on your day of birth. Ancient astrologers charted the 360-degree path of the sun. And this is sort of taking into account that you believe that the Earth is round. and they sort of cut it up into an even 12 equal parts, each of them 30 degrees. And they studied the apparent relationship between the constellation's placement in the sky and the movement of the sun, and that sort of determined the 12 signs under which you were born. And according to this theory, this is the Babylonians, that's the ancient Babylonians who invented the 12 signs of the best ones, but they didn't go much on the sequel or the prequels. And so they invented the 12 signs of the zodiac more than 2,500 years ago. But they saw the constellation of Ophiuchus, but since it didn't fit neatly into one of these 12 slices, they left it out of the zodiac, but now it's back.
Bang, I don't recall being consulted in regards to any of this.
Now, I don't either, and this is not just for the name of the star signs, but shouldn't we have at least been consulted about the name Ophiuchus? Because, I mean, if we're going to... If you think about the 12 star signs that exist right now, some of these names, they're iconic. Taurus, Aries, Gemini, Aquarius, all of them.
They were great.
They've sort of... Yeah, and they've been included in sort of pop culture and sort of all aspects of our lives. And now we're meant to sort of make room for number 13. Just popping on in there. Now, I don't know about the name of this either. You would sort of say, with the iconic names of the 12 existing star signs, you would think they would sort of put it out to the marketing team to come up with something really strong and powerful. But Ophiuchus, I don't know about that. And the Ophiuchus that's for people born between November 29th to December 17th. It's reshuffled the rest of the entire zodiac, of course. It's having a knock-on effect.
Like dominoes.
Indeed.
Like a house of cards. Not quite like that.
Kind of, though. But so many of the traits and personalities that you thought you shared with your star sign could be wrong. I can't believe this.
Of course.
Can you believe that the very foundations of astrology have been shaken? And this sort of, and they're like, so what's it? Because you're a Scorpio, or you thought you were a Scorpio.
I thought I was.
And so I believe that the trait of Scorpios is that they're stubborn, when now actually you're a Libra, which means you're gracious.
Oh,
which
see,
means that I'm looking at you through a sort of a whole different light now.
And I'm quite thankful for that. So I think it proves it's true. I'd much rather be gracious than stubborn.
Well, what are the other signs? I'm not sort of very familiar with astrology. What were the other things afforded to Scorpios that you up until this point thought were traits that were reflected in how you carried yourself?
Look, I'm no expert.
What is it
either,
to be a Scorpio?
I've always just assumed that it was the best one to be because it was the one that I was.
So you didn't actually know what the traits of a Scorpio were?
I'm sure they were all good. How could they not be? All good stuff. Don't have to read about it. What about
Gemini.
A Gemini.
I'm a Gemini. Well, I was. I thought I was a Gemini. I don't know what I am now. And apparently the Gemini thing is a dual personality. And I find that very limiting because I feel that I have personalities beyond just two.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Why narrow it down to two? You got heaps going on.
That's right. But so does that the Scorpio characteristics? Of what I'm being told, these are all pretty good ones. Brave, loyal, honest, ambitious. We've already established that the Gemini has multiple personalities, so it can't sort of be like we can be everything. But you, the flip side to the, your bravery, loyalty, honesty, and ambition is apparently you're also jealous, secretive, and resentful. Obviously, at the moment, you're resentful of the fact that you're no longer a Scorpio and you have to be a bloody Libra instead.
Totally.
Because I don't know what the traits are. I'm assuming that the traits of a Libra are that you enjoy books. Oh, no, here you go. Well, maybe you have been a Libra all along. Check this out. Apparently, the Libra personality traits are you're diplomatic, you're fair, you're idealistic, social, clever, indecisive, non-confrontational, and self-pitying.
Elf-pitying?
Self-pitying. Not elf pity.
Oh, because I do feel bad for the little elves. But a lot of that makes sense to me, so...
I know. Yeah. That's ruined so many games of Dungeons & Dragons for us.
I know.
When you've just fallen into a spiral of elf pity. But no, you're actually just self-pitying, and obviously self-pitying about the fact that you're no longer a Scorpio. So I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad tidings, but at least you weren't born under the star sign of Ophiuchus. Which, as we all know, rhymes with mucus.
I got that going for me. Thanks, Bang. That was excellent stuff. I think it's time to hear some music now. Did you hear that smooth segue I did? Let's play a track.
Yeah.
From The Cure. Let's listen to a classic, a Turn Your Radio Up classic. Jam along to this one. It's a Forest by The Cure on 2SER, Super Happy Fun Time Hour.
One of the personality traits of the Libra, that is, good at segues.
It's a whole mixed bag of goodies today.
Pretty sexy too. I hope you enjoy.
2SER 107.3.
Ohayou gozaimasu. Max Traffic desu. 2SER no ichiban kakkui traffic reporter desu. Kyou wa ii tenki desu ne. Demo traffic wa taihen. Kuruma ga ooi. Jitenshan mo ooi. Minasan, kyou tsukete. Ja, mata raishu ne. Bye-bye.
Listening to the Super Happy Fun Time Hour on 2SER 107.3. That was Eve Timore there with Noid. Starting off that bracket, we had The Cure with A Forest. And in between all of that, Max Traffic with The Road Report. Thanks very much, Max. No idea what you were saying, but your contribution, as always, is incredibly valued to all of us here at the Super Happy Fun Time Hour.
We produce a bit of niche content. I feel like that was very niche. And the person that needed to hear it got to hear it, and I'm sure it was all fine.
This is as niche as it gets.
Now, Bang, many years ago, you made the promise to me. I don't know why you were promising me this, but you were promising me that you would eat meat once again if that said meat was bioengineered meat and it was affordable and readily available. Do you remember this conversation we had?
I do remember this conversation. I stand by my word. And the reason I said it was because around that time, you were amazed that I was a vegetarian. Does that look like one?
Look, to be honest, you look like a man who enjoys a bit of steak and eggs for breakfast.
Do I know? I know I do. And I hate that about myself.
Saying this as a man who also who actually does enjoy steak and egg for breakfast and bears the responsibility for that. But you don't, do you? You're more of a salad man.
Yeah, I am a salad man. I have the same salad for lunch every day.
Why?
Well, I suppose I hate myself.
Well, look, KFC, the Colonel, is trying to create the world's first lab-produced chicken nuggets. This is part of its Restaurant of the Future concept. KFC have always been at the cutting edge of chicken tech, big chicken tech, we call it. They recently, you might remember, they recently improved the chicken burger by replacing the bread on the burger with deep-fried chicken, creating a sort of four-layered chicken burger. But moving in a slightly different direction, the Colonel has announced that they will work with a Russian company, 3D Bioprinting Solutions, to develop bioprinting technology that will print chicken meat using chicken cells and plant material. Are you feeling hungry yet?
You know what? I'm going to give it a go. And shout-outs to Big Chicken Technology, a.k.a. BCT, big fans of us. Well, we're big fans of you here at the Super Happy Fun Time.
I'm sure it goes both ways.
Yeah, no, it's a symbiotic relationship. Sounds delicious, though, doesn't it? A bio-printed chicken meat. You know what? I'll give it a go. I'm not scared. Why not? If they do, if it's available, and it's affordable, and it's ethical, then I guess I'm pretty keen to give it a go.
What will be your, it's been many years since you've had a chicken nugget. What will be your dipping sauce of choice?
Oh, I don't even know what they've got available these days. I'm assuming they've. Certainly MasterChef and all of that. We're sort of. Our palates are more sophisticated now than they've ever been. I mean, we live in an amazing world. Did you know that Farmer Wants to Be a Wife starts again tonight? How fantastic is that? How much is that as an insight to the fact that we, as a society, have progressed so far into the future that we're willing to put aside everything else to ensure that this farmer gets a wife? There'd be a sweet and sour option, I'm assuming.
I imagine so, yeah. That's a good one. Good, always a good call.
Is there a creamy mayonnaise option?
Oh, certainly. Probably aioli. How do you feel about aioli?
I'd take that on. Is there any options there that have sort of packed full of some, I don't know, I guess some sort of chemical that makes you forget what you're doing to, so I'm not there realizing the fact that I'm eating bio-printed meat?
No, but I know a guy. We can hook you up with something there too, I reckon. So it's going to be all good.
Name the Colonel too?
Yeah, his name's not the Colonel, but he is a Colonel. It's a long story. I'll tell you about it more off mic, I think. Yeah. Which is probably a good opportunity to go and listen to a track. What do you think about that?
What are we going to listen to? How about we listen to, if I'm going to listen to Guilt-Free Chicken, how about we listen to some Radio-Free Europe by REM?
What a segue. That's a great idea. You're listening to 2SER 107.3 FM. REM, Barbagello Ronson coming up straight after that with the Cabbage Report. You've been waiting all week for this.
Waiting all life.
Stay inside. 2SER.com.
Hello, welcome to World Global Cabbage Update. This is your host, Barbagello Ronson. It's now time to preview a very exciting event that's coming up. That is the forthcoming Mount Coot-tha cabbage roll. Now, of course, Mount Coot-tha is in the Brisbane area. It's a big mountain looking over Brisbane. And every year, once a year, we in the southeast Queensland and northern New South Wales cabbage community get together to participate in the Mount Coot-tha cabbage roll, raising funds for the St. Lucia Cabbage Society charity event at the end of the year. So basically we're having a charity event to raise money for another charity event. Now, of course, it's a very exciting event. Basically, you go to the top of Mount Coot-tha Road, very steep road, and then you get your cabbages and you light them on fire, and then you roll them down the road. And of course, the other thing is we're not really able to shut the road, so anyone driving up Mount Coot-tha Road at that time of night does have to veer off suddenly if they see the burning cabbages coming towards them. So there are some problems. Last year we had a problem when we about seven cars had to veer off to avoid, you know, having gigantic flaming cabbages crash into their cars. And there was a complaint made to the police, and a squad car did drive up to the Mount Coot-tha Road, and it did veer off to avoid three gigantic flaming cabbages speeding towards it at 180 kilometres an hour. That was a little bit of a problem. I did have to escape on foot through the scrub, and I got down to the gap area and spent about an hour and a half walking along Waterworks Road back to my share house. Well, that's the end of World Cabbage Update for another day. Thank you for listening. I am Barbagello Ronson. Oh, and also the cabbage roll is coming up this week, on Monday after whenever this is on. I think this is on Sunday. So it's coming up Monday night, I think around 11 o'clock, but we'll find out. Just go up to Mount Coot-tha at midnight with your cabbage and your cash, and we'll see what happens. Should work out.
I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least, we were hard-pressed. Then Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. And then I stepped into a satin dancing dress. It was split on the side, cleaned up to my hips. Well, it was red velvet trim, and it fit me good. And staring back from the looking glass was a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, please. But if you want out, well, it's up to you. Now don't let me down, your mom's gonna help you move uptown. Dad, a little bit of perfume on my neck, and she kissed my cheek. And I saw the tears well up in her troubled eyes when she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack, and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. Your paw's run off, and I'm real sick, and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heel shoe. It sounded like somebody else that was talking, asking Mama, what do I do? And just be nice to the gentleman, fancy, and they'll be nice to you. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do. But if you want out, well, it's
time I saw my mother, I left that rickety shack. Cause the welfare people came and took the baby, mom died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate had started to turn, and for me there was no way out. And it wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mom had been talking about. I did what I had to do, but I made myself a solemn vow that I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. I might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy was my name. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. It wasn't long after a benevolent man took me in off the street. And 1 week later I was pouring his tea in a five-room hotel suite.
Yes, you were.
I charmed a king, a congressman, and an occasional aristocrat. And I got me a Georgia mansion in an elegant New York townhouse flat. And I ain't done bad.
Yeah, done bad.
Now in this world there's a lot of self-righteous hypocrites that would call me bad. And criticize my mama for turning me out, no matter how little we had. And though I ain't had to worry about nothing for now 15 years, I can still hear the desperation in my poor mama's voice ringing in my ear. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Uptown. And I guess she did.
You are tuned in to 2SER 107.3 FM, 2SER.com. Listening to Super Happy Fun Time Hour. Maybe it's your favorite radio show. Maybe you're just hearing it by accident. All of these things are fine. We just heard a track from Bobby Gentry with Fancy. It's following on from the Cabbage Report with Barbara Gallo-Ronson, the World Cabbage Tour Report. And then that was after Radio Free Europe by REM. You heard the man. Barbara Gallo-Ronson had something to say. He said, go up to Mount Coot-tha in Brisbane tomorrow night at midnight, Monday, 27 July. Please remember to social distance if you are keen on getting involved. Shouldn't be too hard to social distance up there with people hurling flaming cabbages at you. Should be right there. Bring some cash, bring your cabbage. And as always, please remember that the views expressed by Barbara Gallo-Ronson and indeed the cabbage-related initiatives that he is the organiser of, they're not necessarily endorsed by 2SER. So please proceed with caution should you wish to get involved with the Mount Coot-tha cabbage roll, which I highly recommend you do.
For those wanting a progress update on my sea monkeys.
I've been meaning to ask, Bang, how's your sea monkeys going?
They're going all right. We are now up to over two dozen. I'm talking 15 sea monkeys, all of which are looking pretty healthy, albeit fairly terrifying if you look at them close enough. Translucent bodies and weird appendages and dead soulless eyes, and some days I just want to flush them down the toilet, and then they tell me not to because they have plans that will take time, plans that they've hatched the exact same second as they did. So I'll keep you updated as to how that's transpiring. Well, that's us for this week. Be sure to keep it locked here on 2SER 107.3 Psychedelic Sunday with DJ Sip and King OPP. Up next, my name is Uncle Bang Bang, my man Eddie Yatz. I'll see you next week, brother.
It's been amazing being here, and I wouldn't miss it for the world.
What is our last song for this morning, my friend?
Let's go out with Wooden Ships with their track Flight on 2SER. We love you.
The Super Happy Fun Time Hour will be back again next week, and so will you. See you then.